darlings, I'm Marce and welcome to Trips and Chats with Marce. In this channel, we're going to talk about my experiences around the world. We're going to talk about different topics, what's going on in the society. We're going to do a lot of gossips and we're going to talk about sex, love and life. For the first episode of this channel, I was wondering what should I talk about, and I think that perhaps talking about my first trip to India would be a very good start. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my expectations and how my trip to India went. Stay on. India. Oh my God, where do I start? I do actually think that my connection with India is something spiritual. I'm Buddhist and I'm very much in the search of this connection between me and the universe, and you know, just finding answers about, you know, about why we are here and who am I and all those kind of topics. And I actually watched a documentary on YouTube about this group of photographers. I think there were three of them, and they did this trip to Varanasi in India, which is the holy town. And I was just like really, really amazed by everything that I saw in that documentary. The public cremations, the colors, you know, even the dirty water, how the people treat themselves, of course the spirituality. And from that day, I thought with myself, oh God, I have to go to this place one day. And especially when I saw this aarti, which is a daily ceremony that they have by the Ganges River. And there are like hundreds of people watching it on land, on boats, on the river, you know, they just be there floating on the boats and watching like this huge ceremony. And I was like, I want to be part of that one day. I really want to be part of that one day. How did I get to India? All right. So I think I just came back from, I was in the army for some time. I left the army. I started studying. I finished my studies. And I got a job, which was like a part-time job. But I was like, oh my God, okay, now I have this profession. And I'm not, you know, I love doing this, but I don't know, I want to learn yoga. I want to be a yoga instructor. You know, I want to learn more about meditation. I want to be a meditation instructor. I get bored very easily with things, you know, like with permanent things. So for me, you know, I always have to be changing things, and you know, it kind of gives me life when every day I have like a different way to see life and different experiences, especially work related. So I just decided, I just start searching online, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do a yoga course, and I'm going back. I live in Finland, I live in Helsinki, the capital of Finland, and I just thought, okay, all right, I'm going to be a yoga instructor because I want to have a positive impact in the people's life. And I just imagined myself having all these balls, the singing balls, and this incense, you know, when it's like burning and the smoke going everywhere with this lavender scent and candles and these like images of Buddha and Krishna and Shiva and plants everywhere, and you know, this very like mystical kind of like place, which I would call my studio. So I decided to book this yoga retreat. So it was something about like 200 hours, and it's an intensive course in Rishikesh next to the mountains. And I was like, okay, all right, I will go. And I'm going to study about yoga, and I'm going to come back and be a yoga instructor. And when I was booking that, there was the option also of, you know, you want to have your own room, do you want to share with other people? And I was like, okay, all right, you know, peace and love, and I think I want to share this room with somebody else. And you know, so I'm connected with people and blah 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 blah, just like this peace and love shit. And you know, I booked this trip like I think 4 or 5 months before, and I was counting the days. I just had this app on my phone that, you know, you can count the days, and I was counting like every day, and I was doing a lot of research, and I was like, oh my god, you know, it's coming. And I was really scared because I have anxiety, and you know, India is like one of the biggest populations in the world, I think. And of course there are poverty. I was afraid of that. I was afraid of the dirt. I was afraid to be, I don't know, robbed, attacked. I don't know. I was just like really afraid. Like, not afraid. I was kind of like scared to be there in a very big country, which I couldn't speak the language, and you know, all by myself. I think when you travel in Europe, you feel much more secure than, you know, when you go, let's say, to India, where I don't know if I could say like a non, we think that it is like a no man land, you know, that things will happen there, and maybe people here will not know, you know, how you died, or, you know, this kind of things, this kind of worries that we have. So all the reason for me to go to India was because I am very spiritualist. I really want to ascend? You know, I want to be a better person. I want to be a better version of myself. But also because one day something happened to me, and I was doing some researches online. I always do mantra and stuff like that. And I found this mantra about this like protection by this goddess called Durga, like the mother goddess. And she can protect you. She would protect you. She would protect me if I sing that mantra, from all the negativity. You know, she's like a fighter, and she fights evil to protect her daughters, her sons, and you know, her children. And I did made this promise that, you know, if I was protected from that situation, and that situation that I was going through wouldn't affect me negatively, I would go to visit her temple in India. So, you know, I went to India, so it means that it, you know, she protected me, that energy. So that was the third reason. But yeah, so let's go. I think I got like a straight flight. I cannot remember. And I did fly directly I flew directly to Delhi. And I remember I was in the plane and I just got this kind of front row. And there was this woman with a baby and her mother. And then the mother was sitting at my place. And I was like, no, I'm sorry. Okay, peace and love. But, you know, this is my place. And, you know, I can help your daughter and I can help the baby. But, you know, I have to stay here because I need space and I need the window. And, you know, she just went to her place and I kind of like when her daughter need, you know, someone to hold the baby or something like that or get food, I kind of like offered myself to help that. But even though it could be something a little bit odd. So, you know, after I can remember now if it's like 7 hours, 8 hours, I don't know, I can remember. So I arrived in Delhi, and oh my God, when we were landing, I couldn't see any effing thing because the city is covered in fog, like literally, you cannot see a thing. In the airport, when we're leaving the airplane and we're getting the bus, you cannot see a thing. When you are inside the airport, through the windows, you cannot see a thing. So I went straight to Delhi, and from Delhi after about 4 hours, I would take this tiny, tiny and scary plane to Rishikesh, which is, you know, a little town close to the mountains, which I cannot remember the name, but I know there is a lot of ice, and when this ice melts, you know, it goes and make this Ganges River. That's, you know, that's the location of the place that I know. And it was quite cold. I remember, you know, I was like just wearing flip-flops and shorts, and my feet were like freezing. So we get in this plane, in this very, very cheap plane, and very tiny plane, and very noisy plane, and very scary plane as well. But yeah, it went all fine. The views of the mountains was really beautiful. And we finally arrived in Rishikesh. I arrived like about 3 days before my studies start. And I had a driver waiting for me at the airport. And we were just driving to this hotel. So the package of the yoga was like, you have 30 days and you're gonna have a place to stay in a hotel. You're gonna have 3 meals per day plus tea. And you can go, I don't know what's the name, but you know, you can do like this different activities, also like 3 or 4 activities during that time. So, you know, I think it was quite nice. The price was not very much. I think I paid about like a little bit over 800 euros. But we could not drink alcohol. You know, there was no meat. You know, like eggs were seen like a contraband, you know. So it was, you know, it was kind of like that. But so anyways, I arrived in the Rishikesh airport and just jumped in this not big truck, but let's say a Range Rover, Land Rover, I don't know, something like that. And we were just driving and, you know, beautiful forest, the green, and I think I saw an elephant. But what I could not, you know, not pay attention was in the rubbish. Oh my God, there is so much dirt, there's so much trash on the streets. It's just trash almost everywhere in this road that, you know, that I was going. And you know, it's very sorry. You know, it's very bad. I feel very sorry because it's so beautiful place and there is so good energy. And people, I don't know, they just, you know, they just throw things over there. I can't understand at all, but you know, anyways. Having a little glass of wine. So anyways, we arrived and saved, and then, you know, I looked at the pictures of the hotel, and then when I just got there, and I was like, well, like, really? Oh my God. The roof was like peeling. The place was so humid, like really, that your clothes would get, you know, kind of like wet, and you would get like wet and like, you know, stinky. And oh God, it was really like sometimes it was like this really bad feeling, like, you know, like when you don't have shower, let's say you play soccer for like 3 hours and then you just like have so much sweat and you cannot have shower, and even if you have shower, you still feel in the same way. But yeah, and just, it was actually quite nice. In the other side, because we get to know new people and we got to learn yoga. It was very like strict because we had to wake up 5 in the morning, and 5 in the morning we had this tea. We had a ginger and lime tea. After that we would go to this cleansing. And you know, we could just we did this nose cleansing and this mouth cleansing, where you just, you know, you have a little pot and you put in one side of your nose, and then the salty water just drop there and has to leave from the other nose. It was quite nice. It was quite interesting. And then later after we do the cleansing, I think we start doing this warming up, which was quite nice as well, you know, just some exercises, not worth mentioning very much. Then we had lunch. We had breakfast, just, you know, vegetarian food. It was quite nice. It tastes really good. And but the place wasn't, you know, I don't know, it kind of didn't look very clean sometimes, and you know, I kind of felt bad if I would say something, you know, so, you know, I just had to swallow that and just, you know, just be there and, well, yeah. Then for the rest of the day, we had yoga, we have Vinyasa yoga, we have Ashtanga yoga, we had this yoga, and many times we have, like, the company of monkeys, which was quite nice, and we couldn't look at them eyes. And you know, around, because this studio was in the rooftop, and all around was only like the walls was like glass walls, so you could see the beautiful nature around you. The monkeys, they would go to disturb us or join us sometimes for yoga, so it was quite interesting. It was this connection with yourself and with nature and with animals. So it was, for me, it was quite nice. I was sharing the room with this guy from, I don't remember, Chile, or I don't remember actually, but we have two single beds. And we had this like old style broom, and one day he decided to clean the room, which I was like, okay, oh, fine, he's gonna clean the room today, and then maybe after 2 days it's my turn and I clean the room, and you know, we do so as a community. But he took the broom and he kind of drew a line between my bed and his bed, the night tables. He drew the line, and my bed was next to the wall and his bed was next to the door. So he cleaned his side of the bedroom. And I was so shocked. And you know, I couldn't understand, is it because he was lazy? Was it because people that shared rooms, you know, is it like that really? I mean, like, seriously? I was like so confused, to the point that, I don't know, after 1 week, I just decided to have my own room. And that was it. And then later I felt much more better to have my own space. But outside the studio and the hotel, it was nice. You could see the cows. I'm a very communicative person, so I just, you know, start speaking with people. Bisab, which means brother, and so many other, you know, words in the language, because they have different languages. But yeah, I just, you know, started making friends and get discounts from little shoppings that you do on the streets, and visited some temples. This one was really interesting. I can remember the name, if it was Shiva or something like that, but actually there is this huge vagina, and from the vagina it grows this huge cock, like not chicken, but like a dick penis, like this black and giant penis. And people go there to worship, you know, the god of fertility, and they throw this flowers and oils and water, and you know, it was very distinct. It was, you know, very interesting to worship a penis and, you know, a cock and a pussy. But you know, I mean, fertility, you know, who doesn't want to get pregnant? And what man does not fear of not having a boner one day in their life? So, you know, I think there is some meaning on all of that. You can see a lot of cows and the cafes, oh God. You know, you could just, there is this cafes in the mountains, and you could just order vegetarian food, and you could just sit there in these mattresses in the floor, on the floor, and you could just watch how beautiful nature is. You could see the Ganges River, the clean part of the Ganges River, you know, just going and flowing and cleaning, and, you know, just in this very, very beautiful circle, and you know, in the afternoon, you can see the huge and the most beautiful sun. I know there is only one sun, okay guys, but I mean, you get what I say. This, you know, so big, and it was like these shades of red with orange, and it was so peaceful, and it just make you connect with nature and with yourself, and you know, and helps you to appreciate and see how this planet and this universe is special and is beautiful, and you know, and that we have to take care of our planet, and you know, and I so wish that everybody could have money enough to travel. Because I have been to some places that, you know, it's just like the paradise is here, you know. This can be our hell, but We can make it a hell, but it is a paradise. And I remember we went to this cafe in the evening, and we were just having some drinks. And there was this really cute guy that he was, you know, he was looking at me and he was smiling at me. And I was like, oh my God, really? Some foreign blonde guy flirting with me in India? Come on. Come on, guys, like seriously. And, you know, I was so shy, like for real. I was really, really, really shy. And like I could not stop laughing and like smiling. I was just telling my friends, oh my God, that guy's looking at me. And they were like, oh my God, you have to look back at him. And you know, who knows? And he was like really, really cute. And he had this very like hippie style as well. And yeah, he was just like all the time, like looking at me and smiling. But it was actually really good. It made me feel, I think it made us feel good when there is someone that sees you, you know, that smiles at you. And I don't know, it just made my heart warm up. And of course, you know, my ego was quite happy about that also. But, you know, I don't know if it's just like having a different level of connection with people without touching, or, you know, without being like physical, much more of a energetic connection, which was really, really nice. And in this place, it was not a bar, because they have one, like, four of the walls was all opened, you know. I can't find the word now, but it was just like a huge giant balcony, let's say, with mattresses and those like huge fabrics with paintings, were like Hindu paintings and like Hindu music, like live Hindu music playing, guys. And I was like, oh my God, I mean, like, it's just really a state of mind, like a spiritual thing. Like, I cannot even like describe that. But after a couple of hours, when it was already dark, and my friend went to the stage and she started playing drums. And was it a drum? I don't remember. I don't know. It's just, you know, something that you beat on and come this noise from it. I cannot remember the name because, you know, my English is not that great. But anyways, there was something, some musical instrument. And I decided to join her. And I just got like this singing bowl, and I was just like, you know, hitting it to produce some sort of sound that would be harmonic and that would fit in what she was doing and what this other man was doing, and you know, and people would just not look at me, look what that motherfucker is doing there, he cannot even play that shit. But yeah, so, but you know, there was like, it was like this place was like full of foreigners of people that are not from India. Blonde people also, dark hair people, and I think they were all in this like spiritual journey, and we were just making like, lots of jokes, and we were just having like quite much fun, and we're just singing, like we're starting to speak with the people that were sitting, and they were all singing different songs from their home countries, and it was really nice. We kind of spot some people that we thought they were smoking pot or some sort of, you know, illicit thing. Even though in India, the sadhus, they do smoke ganja, which would be our marijuana. So my friend made friends with this guy who apparently was the person that had the pot, and we just like, after everything finished and the bar closed, and she, you know, we were all outside, and she decided to ask the guy if he had a cigarette. And the guy was like, oh yeah, I have this little bit. She smoked a little bit, and I just put in my mouth and just, you know, poof, like two times. Couldn't feel shit, but I just left there, and everybody thought that I was like stoned, because of course, yeah, I wanted to belong. I want to be part of the crew. So yeah, we were just pretending that we had this breeze, this, you know, that the shit did really work. And on the way to the hotel, we just passed by, guess what, a Indian wedding. And it was so nice, and it was so cool, and it was so loud, and it was so happy, and it was so amazing how the people, they bring this happiness and this joy to the streets. And we danced with them, we just joined them, and we sang with them, and you know, it was really, really nice. This trip, I get to know really nice people, which I'm gonna talk here about. I'm gonna say the names: Eva, Sean, and many others, which right now I cannot remember the name. Ariadna and Lou, and anyways, like lots of people that I cannot remember the name because I just had like two glasses of wine. But yeah, I spent 1 month there, and it was really magical. It was everything that I did not expect it to be. It was safe, the people were very friendly, very, 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 very friendly, and I made great friends. I learned yoga. I was very afraid that I couldn't get my diploma because I sucked doing yoga. But it was so beautiful. It's so worth to be there and to have this amazing experience. So if you are thinking about going to study yoga in India, please don't give up. It's an amazing place with amazing people, and the food. I was so scared of the food because everybody's talking about having diarrhea with, you know, with Indian food because they are so different and this and that, and it was just delicious. I think one of my biggest worries before going was the food, but I just fell in love with it. I think for Rishikesh, you know, it's all that I just said right now. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about... what I'm going to talk about? I can talk because Rishikesh was my first stop. So I still went to Varanasi, Delhi, and Bodh Gaya. I think I'm going to the next one with Varanasi. So in the next episode, we're going to talk about Varanasi in India. Oh my God. It's just like, I mean, you know, it's the city of the death. You know, people go there to die, and there are like live cremations by the river, and you could just sit there and see. But everything's gonna be, I'm gonna leave everything for the next episode. Make sure, darlings, you turn in and have a great time. Love you, and see you next time.